These are the readings for Advanced Studio Classroom, January 2013.
Page 10. Realistic New Year's resolutions. Take it one day at a time. Every step counts. Starting the year off right. So, you've made a New Year's resolution to get healthy. No doubt you've banished all cookies and chips from the house and plan to hit the gym every single day. Let's get real. In 3 months, you're going to be comatose on the sofa with a telltale ring of orange Cheetos crumbs around your mouth. Most people start off the new year by making grand sweeping changes, and the changes never stick. What does stick? Thinking small, setting modest, attainable goals, and slowly chalking up petite successes as you steadily build confidence. We're guilty of that all-or-nothing mentality in so many areas of our lives, says Jessica Matthews, an exercise physiologist. We have to be doing something at 100 miles an hour or not at all. If you want to ramp up physical activity but are currently about as energetic as a tree sloth on a slow day, you'd be better off adding easy routines, even something as minor as parking far away from your destination. Dietary first steps can also be ridiculously small, says San Francisco-based registered dietitian Manuel Villacorta. The person who eats no fruits or vegetables might add one serving a week. Those who never cook can make a simple, healthful meal from a prepared roasted chicken, frozen rice, and canned beans. Why small steps? When you drastically cut out all fattening foods, you may bust out with a great big binge. Exercise too much, and your unaccustomed muscles can suffer overuse injuries such as strains and sprains. Or even more likely, psychological burnout sets in. Before even the first tiny step is taken, people need to forge a plan to make sure it happens, says Marion Jacobs, a psychologist in private practice in California. Change is a process. Think and plan. Want to start running? Make sure your clothes are set out before you go to bed. Want to eat more home-cooked meals? Have a grocery list, a menu, and a date to go shopping. Goals should be attainable and pragmatic. If you're not a morning person, Matthews says, don't schedule exercise for 6 a.m. Making small changes can be easier and more rewarding if progress is documented. Be it keeping track of food and exercise in a notebook, or using smartphone apps or computer programs that track calories, nutrition, and activity. One of the best things people can do is monitor themselves, says Villacorta, who likes apps for their immediate feedback and instant information. Having people in your corner is also important, but choose whom you turn to for encouragement with care. When you backslide, don't beat yourself up and use it as an excuse to throw everything away. Think of change as a week-to-week development, Villacorta suggests. One indulgent meal isn't going to destroy your entire week. You may feel you need to wait till just the right moment to make changes. But the notion that readiness is all important is a myth, Jacobs says. It's unlikely you're going to feel ready to do what you need to do. If you did, you'd have already done it. Get started anyway. Feelings, the ones telling you you can't change, are tough to deny. But you can alter the way you think and behave, Jacobs says. When you start to move forward, even in small steps, your brain starts to say, I can do that. Soon, one walk around the block turns into two, and from there, even a marathon is possible. Achieving career-related goals. What do you want to accomplish? Why? Let's say that you have a sedentary job and are focused on building more activity into your life. If you define that as your goal, your chances for success are minimal because it's so vague. Instead, get more specific. For example, going for walks after work, joining a gym, or returning to an activity that you used to do. Also consider non-recreational ways to be active, such as using stairs instead of an elevator. Know why you have a goal. Why do you want to be more active? Go deeply here. Keep asking yourself why. If being more active will make you feel better, why is that important? If feeling better will give you more energy, why is that important? Eventually, you'll get to the core of your motivation. Think about factors that could hold you back. Time is an obvious potential derailer. Others may include lack of energy to get started, fear of being unsuccessful, or even fear of being successful. Look at your past experience and notice where barriers have gotten in your way. Don't try to do too much. Select one very specific goal and create a sustainable habit. For example, you might decide to take short walks during the workday. Decide on optimal times. Define your walking options. Try putting reminders on your calendar and find a walking buddy to make it harder to skip. After a month or so of success, pick your next goal. Acknowledge your accomplishment. Pursuing a goal is a big deal, and you deserve to give yourself kudos. If you're not following through, address whatever is holding you back and get back on track. Share your goals and get help from others. Most people will be helpful, but you may run into a few who may try to undermine you. Strange but true, every dieter can tell you about someone who keeps pushing the cookies. Solid goal-setting tactics will help you achieve any resolution and resolve any issues you face. Vocabulary focus. Banish. Petite. Binge. Burnout. Pragmatic. Backslide. Indulgent. Sedentary. Derailer. Kudos. Back on track.